listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And with us today are Matt Safransky, editor of Western Mass Politics and Insight, along with Natalia Munoz, host of Vaya Con Munoz on WHMP. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
We start this week on Beacon Hill, where the Massachusetts House and Senate passed separate bills addressing recreational marijuana. The House version repeals the law voters approved last year and replaces it. The Senate version kept the ballot question mostly intact. Now, Matt, the big difference here is the tax rate on retail pot. The House is calling for 28%, while the Senate bill keeps the rate at 12% that was approved by the voters last fall. Do you see the two chambers being able to work out their differences and coming up with a compromise bill to send to Governor Charlie Baker?
I think ultimately they will. I think you might see a slight ratchet up of the tax rate. But the thing is, the Senate made a deliberate effort to keep with one of the purposes of legalization, which is, frankly, to crush the illegal market. And there's a very real concern that the tax is too high. Who's going to pay an extra 20% for their pot when they've been going to their dealer for years and paid less to do it? I mean, it's supposed to be cheaper in theory because there's less risk if you're getting it legally as opposed to illegally.
Natalia, both branches of the legislature put a lot of time into tweaking this law and changing it, and they still have some haggling left to do. Should they have just left things alone and gone with the version that the voters approved last November?
I think so. It was the ballot question. It was very clear. It was very long, too. If you read the ballot question, you had to commit time to read from beginning to end. The voters knew what they were voting for. I think that they're overstepping. What is it? Too many spoons in the soup.
In Springfield this week, Mayor Dominic Sarno called on city departments to consider public safety and code violations at the South Congregational Church. That came after the church announced it plans to serve as a sanctuary for immigrants who are undocumented and face deportation. Reverend Tom Gerstenlauer is the pastor.
We believe that this is an expression and a proper response according to our core values.
And Sarno's office released a letter today from the building inspector to the church saying it isn't properly zoned for that purpose. Natalia, Sarno has been steadfast in his opposition of Springfield becoming a so-called sanctuary city, but has said it is a welcoming place. Is that how you see it?
No, it is unseemly for the mayor of Springfield, the most diverse city in Western Massachusetts, a city which has a large population of undocumented immigrants, a city who he has actually honored undocumented residents when he was a city councilor. When the Mexican community raised their flag in front of City Hall 5 or 7 years ago, there was then City Councilor Ete Dominic Sarno. That was leadership. That's what's missing today from the mayor.
And Matt, politically speaking, it's no secret immigration has been a hot-button issue across the country. Do you think Sarno's stance in this issue is going to have any political effect on him down the road one way or the other?
I think it's possible. It's hard to look into the future and see what 2019, which is the year the mayor is up for re-election, will look like politically. I think that steps like these actually increase rather than decrease the likelihood that somebody will just throw up – somebody serious will throw up their hands and say, this has to stop. That's not a guarantee that person will win. But I also want to, you know, the politics and the way Sarno is doing this is not just about the politics of the next election. A lot of what the mayor does is very reactive to what he perceives as threats to his own authority. You see this time and time again, particularly when the council is doing something that he opposes. They pass it. The city solicitor puts opinion saying they can't do it. And then once it's passed, it's followed. Like, there's no follow through in the opposition of a lot of this stuff. It's a big show of I have the power and you can't take it from me. And then they take it from him and there's really nothing he can do about it. And I think you're seeing a similar dynamic here with the church standing up and saying, well, we're a sanctuary. He said, but I already said we're not a sanctuary city. How dare you? It's very reactive.
He's being a bully. A lot of these people who do not have legal status to be in the United States, are working in Springfield, are paying taxes, are in the schools, are contributing to the richness of the city. This is not, let me put it to you this way, this is beneath the dignity of Mayor Sarno acting this way.
The long-awaited opening or reopening of Union Station in Springfield takes place this weekend, and State Senator Eric Lesser this week renewed his call for passenger rail service between Springfield and Boston, saying it's good for both cities.
And that's what's so exciting about this project. And that's why we hope that the governor will sign this feasibility study and give us the information we need to move this project forward and make it a reality.
And thanks to Mass Live for that audio. Matt Lesser traveled around the state with this message, and it comes as budget negotiators will decide the fate of his proposed study on expanded rail. Do publicity events like this ever have any effect?
They might. My understanding was is that Lesser also, while he was traveling across the state, had like a meeting with the Worcester Telegram and Gazette editorial board. And also many of the districts along the way stand to benefit from this type of project. If we improve rail service to Springfield, we're also improving rail service from Newton and Wellesley to Boston. So this is kind of a way to gin up some of that enthusiasm along the way among the people. Many of his colleagues in the Senate are already on board, but now they can their constituents might be saying, hey, this could benefit us as well, and that adds pressure to the governor.
The study was included in the final budget last year, but after some pressure from the boss at Peter Pan Bus Lines, the governor tried to get the study to include buses as well, and it ended up not happening at all. Natalia, one of the benefits mentioned during Lesser's tour is having rail between here and Boston will make jobs more accessible in the east to people in the west where the cost of living is a little cheaper. Could this end up being the case?
Yes, I think so. It works both ways. People from here will be able to work in Boston, and people who work in Boston will be able to live here. It's a really good idea, and I can't imagine what is keeping this project from moving forward at a much faster pace.
And finally, this is the week that we begin our annual summer fiction series here in New England Public Radio, and we interview local authors about their latest novels. That brings me to our last question today. Natalia, what are you reading this summer?
I'm going to reread Libra by Dom DeLillo.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
What about you, Matt?
Well, I've had a book that's been in my book at nightstand for quite a while now. I'm reading a book called Speedboat by Renata Adler. It's kind of a slice of, I think, 1970s, you know, Americana. I actually was a roommate with her son at one point, which is kind of a funny part of the whole story as well.
Well, we're going to definitely have to add those to our list, as they both sound like great reads for this summer. Matt Szafranski, editor of Western Mass Politics and Insight, along with Natalia Munoz, host of Via Con Munoz on WHMP, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you, our listeners, for tuning into the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch the shortlist at any time by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or by going to nepr.net/podcast. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.